Okay, Kathy, will you read us back in the open session, please?
Whereas the Tolson Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Tolson Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Tolson Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Tolson Town Council. Mike Holbrook.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Nancy Couch.
Okay, is there any action resulting from closed session?
At this time, I move to accept the Wise County PSA's proposal of splitting the cost of approximately 2,500 linear feet of sewer line in the Banner section of town and at an approximate cost of $175,000. Also, accept the proposed transmission fee of $1 per 1,000 gallons of sewage from the PSA's proposed Banner sewer system project, and this is contingent upon the said $2,500 or 2,500 linear feet of sewer line remains owned by the town and the customer base remains unchanged, and this is also contingent upon receiving the additional funds by DEQ.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to accept the terms that from PSA for the split cost of the approximately 2,500 linear feet of new sewer line in the Banner section of Coburn. This is all contingent upon, as Mr. Mooney stated. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing no discussion. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call, please.
Mike Holbrook.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Nancy Couch.
Okay, motion carries. Mr. Williams, Mr. Mullins, if you all can relay that on to PSA and whatever action needs to be taken to secure funding for that, if you all will make those necessary steps, it would be appreciated. Okay, moving back to the agenda tonight. Hopefully we can wrap this up pretty quickly as we're running kind of late tonight. You might want to do that after the fact. Okay, our first item on the reports that we missed is Town Manager Jenny Williams.
We still got all this to go.
I kind of like it when Chris goes first before me.
He covers it, doesn't he?
I'll change it around a little bit. A couple of things. I got these slides and pool ordered.
What'd we get?
What kind of one is it?
It's the same.
Oh.
Well, the one we have has been discontinued. The company's all over business. I had to go to another company that used to have it, and then they gave me a warranty company, whatever called. I called them up, and then they gave me a web page to go on, and I did all that, and I got confirmation back on the 28th saying that it's going to be shipped.
And it's under warranty?
Yes.
All right.
Great.
100%.
Very good.
Of course, we talked about the walls on Meadow Street.
Yeah, we talked about them walls. On the walls at Meadow Street,
yeah.
I know that the consensus was if we go up there and remove the wall that's laying on the ground, that we accept ownership. I don't feel like that would be accepting ownership. What I feel like that is doing is protecting my citizens who do use the sidewalk.
I have the same agreements that you're talking about right now.
And we need to move
but
it.
But they're so adamant about this belonging to the town.
No. Just because I remove your debris off of my sidewalk doesn't make it mine. And if they would like, I'll send them a bill so that they'll know that it's not mine.
Jeff and I already talked about it.
If I'm removing their wall, bill them. And that's how I feel about it, because just like I showed you the picture all the way up Meadow Street where they spent, how many months were they up there?
It was quite a while.
Yeah, a long time up there hauling out dirt and hauling in rocks.
Yeah, but the issue now is these walls supposedly was there was a grant that
now VDOT, that wall was not.
That VDOT had back in the 70s for the work of the road or something to put through.
Those walls are older than that.
That's what the guy
will be on.
No.
Well, I will say this. Can I speak, Mayor?
Sure. Please.
Sometimes with VDOT funded monies, I'm trying to think. I don't know if any of you ever go to Grundy, but
unfortunately.
I'm trying to think of somewhere else. So anyway, VDOT do these panels for them. There's one on the back on a backside panel. Where they'll pretty up the road, they'll put in new gutter pans, they'll put in new storm sewer, they'll widen your sidewalks, and they'll do new steps with nice handrails leading up to your house if you live on the hill. Think about it. Upon the completion of the project,
it becomes yours. Okay.
So there's the chance that this project has VDOT monies, and that's the case. That wall may have been constructed with the funds, but the wall goes to the property owner upon completion of the warranty period.
And that's what I was told from VDOT.
You see, me looking at the walls going up through there, they're as old as my walls. And my wall around my house has been there since before my house was built in 1942.
Well, if that wall was built with the downtown revitalization money,
I don't
think
it was.
1995 to 99 window. Because it was one of the first projects I worked on out of college in 98, was the very end of the downtown revitalization here. And that was, like I said, the 98. So 6 to 99 window, I mean, that would be, you could tell.
Well, even if the homeowner, I don't even know who owns the property, if they decided not to put a wall back up there, it's not going to hurt anything. It's not that tall of a wall.
Yeah, you'll just have it's dirt just, fluff off in the rain event covers
it does mine that way anyway. Yeah. At my house, if it hadn't been for the cinder blocks I put there, my yard goes out into the road. But it's only about what, this tall?
About 3 feet.
About 3 feet, and it just fell over. And I'm thinking it's pretty old. It needs to be off the sidewalk. It's a safety hazard. It's not a good thing to have up there. It needs to be got off.
Let me make a suggestion that we maybe consult with legal counsel to see if we're, you know, if we're assuming any responsibility or liability.
I wouldn't think
if
so.
We're not,
I think my liability is leaving it laying there.
If you move out one and it causes the other piece to fall.
There's not anything connected to it.
On that one end. You have to take that thing and screw it probably 2 feet down to get away from the other walls. That's collapsing on the right-hand side of the steps going up to this house.
Is the wall on right-of-way?
Yes.
Right-of-way?
No, well.
It's on the sidewalk.
It's shaped out of the way.
Yeah.
It's right on the back of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The wall back of the sidewalk.
My line is, if VDOT wanted to go up there, it would become their wall. Automatic, it serves.
I don't understand the problem we're having with VDOT not wanting to do things in town anymore. I don't know if it's a shift in personnel locally or regionally or whatever, but they are almost non-existent here.
Yes.
Is it the same way in other towns?
Nope.
No.
It's just us.
I mean, no, it's not. Not. I don't know what it is.
See,
if the mayor and the town manager were to have a conversation with whoever the resident engineer out here, could he?
Well,
he's in Wise.
Joey Mullins in Wise would be who you'd have to talk to.
Let me ask the question, Chris. You know, I've developed a very good relationship with our new state senator, Senator Pillion.
Pillion.
And would that be something that we may want to talk to his office about?
Well, I would try Joey. Mullins, if it was, and if you didn't see any improvement, I don't know why not.
We went through local Coburn person, then we went to Joey, then
so
we called Richmond.
What Joey?
And then we called.
He's a resident.
We called our government, and next thing I knew, my driveway was being repaired because their drain had collapsed at the bottom of my driveway, and I'd already painted the property line. That down through there is not mine.
But before then, they were saying what?
Oh yeah, until I made many phone calls. I was not fixing it.
That's their go-to response.
I wouldn't fix it.
Why don't we go this route? Why don't we set up a meeting with Wise and just have that conversation?
We have more than, we have that one laying on the ground. And then the one there behind Bobby Collins' house, that one there that's being propped up by,
That's when that car hit that and knocked that one over.
But it's ready to fall. But we need to find out who those all belong to. I've always felt if my wall fell down, it was going to be my fault.
I would think that your legal counsel could answer that directly. Well, if it went to court.
What about your wall? Is that yours or is that VDOT's?
I think if I'm not mistaken, the property line that I have runs concurrently with the wall itself. Probably halfway, right away halfway.
So if your wall fell, who's fixing it?
I'm going to let the state fix it, but they're not going to want to.
That's what I am with Meta Street.
VDOT will say it's your wall.
Yeah.
The VDOT will not say any wall's theirs because a wall will fail.
Eventually.
It will fail.
Well, I feel like that something needs to be done up there soon.
I will call the process on that.
Okay. Any additional questions? Any additional comments?
You guys asked for what the poll did last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to know now?
Sure.
Negative for $5,413.33.
That ain't bad.
And that's not counting the water, price
right.
of water. So. But that's with the permits from the health department, the food, everything.
New refrigerators.
Yeah, because the overall expenses was $19,947.23. And the revenue part was $14,530.
See, that's still, what, $15,000 less than it was running before we started going up there. And we just had a lot of things break down this year.
Well, you know, I feel like the pool, and I've said this many, many times, the pool itself is a service to the community.
It's not there to make money.
No, it's not. It's not there to make money.
We just always wanted to break even. That was our goal, to try to break even. Mm-hmm. And I know we bought two new freezers, refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Next year will be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to get us some internet.
The engineers from Scott County Cable, whatever the proper name is over there.
Scott County Co-op.
They have a line that's a little ways up above
right. The
pool area, the fiber optics. So they're engineers, all these engineers are. But they
are engineers
trying
or something
to determine
else.
If they can come off of that one or they have to run a whole separate line. But we are getting it on Wednesday at the town shop garage.
Okay.
And I'll have cameras up on that here shortly.
See, I think that the pool needs the cameras.
And if they would.
Because
that's providing if they can run that fiber optic.
I'm thinking my insurance might be better at the pool if I have cameras.
Also, question. How hard would it be to get something set up to where we could take debit cards at the pool?
That's costly.
It'll cost.
Well, we could get a square.
You can still even pay that $3 fee for every transaction.
On a square?
So it wouldn't be worth it.
Squares don't do that.
Yeah, Square charges you 2.7%. There is a system out there that the user with the card actually pays the fees involved in that.
So that's what we have in our offices at Municipal.
Yep.
But if you're using Square, you pay them that.
I think it's 2.2, 2.4.
Or more than $3 or something like that. I read that somewhere.
Well, I don't want to pay it, but if they're paying it. Just something to look into, because a lot of times we'd have people come in and I just have to send them back out the door to scrape up pennies.
Now, somebody told me once that if you have an ATM, it might have been you, if you have an ATM machine in your place of business that
you get to
and you supply the money that you get to
you get the fee.
Fee.
It's 2.6%.
2.6.
Of course, you'd have an ATM machine sitting up for full money overnight.
Yeah, and I can see someone backing up there with a chime and a cup.
Absolutely.
And it goes on down the road.
Golly, travels.
Okay, that was just a...
I mean, it's not impossible.
Okay.
I can find out.
Checking on the system that, you know, that's actually... You know, the consumer pays the service charge. Any additional questions? Any additional comments?
That's all I have at this time.
Questions?
I won't ask any more.
Thank you.
I'll just save them all for the next time.
All right. Next item on the agenda is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What I got tonight is, well, we took down the slide. I suppose we got it down. We took down the sign at the library that we've been trying to repair. We need to put back up. We need to do a little roof work to get it put back. We got the little house that Crystal had put up. We got it put in over at the park. Repaired a leak on 3rd Street.
Bye. Have a good evening. Be safe.
Thank you, Chris.
Repaired a leak on 3rd Street. We took the Lay's truck, put it back down in the Lay's building.
Thank you.
Got it put back down. Repaired a leak on May Avenue. We went out and pulled the pumps out on the pump station on the Quarter Town before they got burned up. We had rags and stuff in it, but we saved them.
I was going to say, did they burn up again? I'm going to be really mad.
You didn't notice Chris left.
Yeah, Chris leaving.
We repaired a leak on Flatwood Road, and it was a 6-inch.
I'm going to fuck the school.
Okay. You wait till you get back.
He can't walk good, but we'll see them chairs.
On 2nd Street. We did a sewer line on the Wise Mountain Road. We repaired a valve on Central Street. We completed 177 work orders. We repaired the women's bathroom in here at the depot. And we gave a little hand helping that flooded in the back alley in a saddle break right there. And we gave him a little hand from getting flooded out, you know.
We appreciate it.
In our back room back there, and that's all I have for tonight.
I had a question on something you said, and I forgot.
I got a comment. We've got a house in town on 3rd Street that says they have a septic tank. According to Wise County records, they're on our sewer. We had changed over a couple months ago, wrong center afterwards. So their stance is that they're not on our system, they're on a septic, but they can't prove or produce what that septic is.
Can we prove where the sewer line goes in?
Jeff ran a camera down it, it goes down so far, hooks left, away from our manhole area, but then it just can't go further. So where that line collapsed or not, I'm not 100% sure. I contacted the health department, and that house was built in 1946, and the only thing he could do was look at the names the house belonged to then, and I gave them to him, and he says there's no record of it. And he said also back then, they just put one in, didn't really have to tell nobody.
Correct.
So is the homeowner or the renter?
The renter was there. The homeowner is the ones that's...
saying it's a septic.
Yeah, and then they also said if we go through there and try to locate it and tear everything up, they want everything put back.
Exactly. What street is this on?
Third.
It's right behind Payless. Mm-hmm. The White House.
Well, we went back there, you know, and I was talking to you, we went back there and probed the rod and everything and tried to find it, because we never could find it.
And the only thing they keep saying is, well, it's over the hill. What hill are they talking about?
Yeah.
So, they don't know. And they say that Ms. Jenkins had it cleaned out in 2017 by Wire and Wire. Well, I called Wire and Wire and they said they got no record.
And who owned it?
Alan Atwood. Mm. What's his daughter's name?
Susan.
Susan.
Mm. I apologize, I missed the first part of that conversation. Why is this a concern?
What's because the... they're wanting us to refund their money back.
For sewer that they've been paying supposedly when they have a septic system.
As far as we know, it hits a left and goes out in the yard.
We know the other house just behind there, we know that's on sewer.
They bought both those houses and the second one's on sewer, but that one's not, it's according to them.
And like Jimmy said, we went up there and we cambered it. And
can the health department be told to that this is going on and we need to clarify this? Because one, if their sewer is just going out in the backyard.
He said unless it's seeping up, there's nothing really they can do about it.
Well, we can go scrape up some stuff down here in the room.
They got a big concrete block, something back there, but it looks like when they lit up, it looked like it was a grease pit or something. I mean,
a cistern?
It's like a bunch of grease to us. I mean, it's like big old balls of grease or something.
Now, I asked the health department that too, and John, he said a lot of times back in the older days, you push, there's like two or three levels. You push all your sewage out and it separated from those grease traps. And then it pushed out the brown water, or that is the brown water, one or two. And then it pushes the brown water out and then the solids go. So he said, unless that's what it is, you don't know anything about it.
Well, we put dye and everything down there and we had them flush it. Had one man looking in the manhole saying it's coming into there. Had men in the back of the yard trying to make sure they coming up out of the ground and everything. We never been trying to die. I mean, once you're going to take them, but a couple drops right there, and you know that die when you see it.
Yeah, and then Miss Atwood, she got angry that we did that outside for presence, and she doesn't want us back on her property unless she's there.
And then we went and put the die into the commodes again and flushed it again. Then she went off on us and said we went over to the library right there and put it in there and flushed it and come out of the manhole and said it was theirs.
Yeah.
So did you find it, or did you see it when you flushed it out the commode the second time?
No, we never did find it.
They never did see it.
No.
So it goes more to their what they're saying that it's...
Well, that's where he ran that camera down in there and it won't go no further. Yeah. It stops, just collapses or something.
It's got to move. Or
it's full of solids.
The burden of proof would be for them to prove to me that they have a septic.
I'm not going to take that portion off of the water.
Until you can show me
proof of
something. Show me the septic.
That's what I was talking to Susan about right there when she was up there and was telling her that, you know,
she's angry. I'm just letting you know.
You gotta find your septic tank back there and then, you know, if we have to lift the lid up to see if the dye's in there, and then we have to do that to see if make sure it's got dye in. And she said that she was gonna get M&M or Y and Y, somebody come and dig it up, see if they can find it.
Then she told me she's going to charge us for any damages that we occur in her yard. So I'm going to let go. It's not going to change until they prove otherwise it's a septic.
I agree.
And then we would have to talk to Will to see how far back they can go to get a refund.
It's only been, 2 months, 3 months?
then we would then have been charging sewer there forever, right? Everybody's paid sewer that's lived there.
Well, they didn't until we started doing these meters, a lot of the meters and stuff, and they started pulling addresses up and then bounce them off what Wise County has. And then Wise County side says it, town, water, and sewer. That's the reason we went over and started charging. And if you call Wise County, they say, well, we just assumed.
So maybe we need to tell Susie that she needs to talk to Wise County to get that straightened out.
Susan.
I know which one we're talking about.
She needs to, verify the septic. That's all I've got.
Okay. We need swings ordered. That little guy that's not come to meet us on the park.
I'll try calling him again.
Is to go ahead and order those two swings.
Go ahead and get the swings ordered.
He said to?
Yeah, I think we're just saying.
We've already approved the money to buy it out of the funds. So go ahead and order the two swings so we can get, the one will go up on the swing set we have down there, and the other one we will have to pour.
I tried calling him again the other day. He works out of Kentucky, lives in Pennsylvania or something like that.
Can you get the swings ordered tomorrow? That way we can try to get them in before 3-2-1. Now at this point, I don't know that we will, but
I think we will.
When is 3-2-1?
3-2-1. This year's actually March 21st. No, actually, that was a good question because it doesn't always fall on 3-2-1.
That's kind of like some of the road thing that's up in the window.
That's what's on that thing I posted.
Yeah.
Speaking of 3-2-1, and how much damage did we get in the park to all the mulch and everything?
Yeah, a lot of right there, when that water come up, it took some of it in the creek, that mulch.
That water ride.
Do we have somewhere that we can get mulch to replace that with?
Last time that we had that load of mulch come in here, that we got that from down there at Tacoma. And I think they moved.
They're out of business.
They're out of business. Yeah, they got some problems.
Okay, that's the last.
Well, actually, there was a truck over there yesterday.
Over at Dungannon?
The gate was open, there was a truck over there.
Those trees, the trees over there, they're not trees, but logs. Last time I was there.
They came up.
We got that mulch over there. Oh, that's probably won't put that in there.
So that might have.
That's good for process.
There's a mulch place on the other side of Norton down there. I don't know what the price is or anything like that.
I know it can't be treated. It can't be colored. It has to be plain.
Right. And it's supposed to be packed. You know, if you go strictly by the rules, it's supposed to be packed down. I don't think we did that last time.
It's probably packed down now.
Well, we need to try to do something with that before 3-2-1.
Even there by the stage, all that, just if you walk through there, and I did like something. Last night, what's the day? Monday?
Yesterday. Monday.
With my son, and it's just sewage. You can just smell it.
Well, you know, right there when the creek and everything up, it popped that lid.
Yeah.
Because it's a manhole right here.
And I did.
And it popped that lid.
That's where it's all come from.
Yeah. And it put all that up.
Well, we need to take care of that. Kind of rain.
My son looked at the pictures of the park, and he says, I like y'all's new water feature.
We talked about this timber or whatever out here, and what did we decide we were going to do?
We was waiting on somebody to come and look
at
it.
Chris is going to get an engineer to come down. He's gone.
Yeah. Somebody tore it apart again yesterday. There's pieces laying all out in front of it.
So we just need to check with him again.
Well, I'll talk to the guys out there at the job corps right there and see if we can get somebody to come in here and look at it and see if they can't lay a block. Center block walled into there, and Larry Johnson supposed to got back with me because he said that they don't have them out here no more. They's over at Jacob Creek, and he said they may come over here and try to come and look at it and see if they can do it.
Okay.
I've got some contacts at Jacob Creek.
I think that there's something that needs to get fixed.
Jeff, you said cinder block. Are you talking about cinder block, or are you talking about a split face block?
I was just talking about just like a regular cinder block wall,
Look at the possibility of, there's a thing called split face. And what it is well, if you've ever been to the old theater in Norton, which needs to be torn down years ago, that split face block on there, and it's just basically cinder block. It's just rugged on the outside with the texture. Mm-hmm. It's not that much more expensive.
Oh, is that something like from the stage right here you're talking about? The cinder block?
Right there? Sort of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got split face.
Weight bearing, because there's rebar stuck down.
I think that rebar is just to keep it in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to keep it in place.
So it won't
fall over.
Yeah.
That rebar and run and get something and jerk it up out of the room. But once you take it, all that
opens up
all the way up under here.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to, before we take it down, have a plan of putting it in.
Have everything cleaned up and everything up under there, because this is probably a mess up under there.
Okay.
But that needs to be done.
Okay.
And that needs to be completely re-engineered out here to where kids don't play on it.
Yeah.
Even people's little boys that play on it.
This is kind of back to you.
Unless they can climb higher than what they are, they're going to get kids.
Going to put a fence in it. Put a fence rail up through it.
They'll climb the fence.
It would be different. It's not the same as what they're doing out here now. They petrify me running back and forth because of that metal that goes across there. One of them's feet's going to get hung under there. And we'll be liable because that is
negligence
on our part for having it open.
You told us that we have a fireworks shooter certified. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have we made arrangements to order fireworks?
I talked to the guy, and he's supposed to send somebody down here this week or next week to get with Cliff to go find a spot to be safe to shoot them off.
Okay.
Because they need 100 feet per inch. Yeah, 100 feet per inch of shell.
Because they've got to build the racks again, right? To put them in.
They have, and we just have to transport them back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That was my only question. I forgot that.
You know.
So we're all going to come up with the sidewalk on Main Street to get failed?
Yeah.
Or do we need a remote?
Let me give it a wheel, and I'll make sure, because I don't want to put us in a spot that we may not.
Yeah, we don't need to assume the responsibility of everyone down there.
I'm only assuming the responsibility of getting the trash off of the sidewalk.
Hey, so long time no see.
Do that one, everybody else wants to.
If their wall is laying on my sidewalk, I'll haul it off. That's my thought on that.
As I said to you right there, you know how on the through there, you know how it's
yeah.
Laying in there.
Those things have been leaning like that forever. Some of them walls have been leaning like that for the last, ever since I moved to Coding 50 years ago. So anyway,
any additional questions for Mr. Livingston?
No, but okay. I think of something, Ma.
Thank you. Okay, I see that Chief Brooks just walked in the house. Nice timing.
But Kathy's first.
Oh, that's true. I always want to skip you. Why do I always want to skip you?
This will be mine.
Okay, so, Mrs. Sharp, Treasurer Clerk. I'm trying to push this along tonight.
Tonight's report, I've completed a copy of our total accounts payable in the amount of $29,331.89. The interim accounts payable were $272,531.41. You have one copy, a copy of the meeting minutes for January 13th regular meeting. Our total cash balance as of Friday, February 7th, was $271,356.61. We had $204,948.96 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due in the amount of $29,331.89, leaving a balance of $37,075.76. The posted balance in the account outstanding checks include grant deposits and checks written for water system improvement in Crab Orchard Beach. That's why the numbers are so high. Since I prepared these reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $5,317.24. Today's deposit was $5,663.37, for a combined total cash availability of $48,056.37. In your reports, you'll find copies of our total cash availability reports for all the month of January, as well as through February current. If you've noticed, I've taken the recreational fund of $5,000 off of the treasurer's report. His work on the tennis courts were done, and the town spent $6,300, and it was paid out of Parks and Recs, and $5,000 of that should have been paid out of the Ringwood Park line item. That was back in 2018, I believe. So I went ahead and took that off and fixed it.
Okay.
What came out of the Ringwood Park?
It wasn't Ringley Park, it was the...
Right, yeah.
It's like, well, you said...
It's recreation.
You said it exactly.
Yeah, the
recreational
fund is what I meant.
So that's been corrected.
Yes.
I thought that was what that was for, and that we had used it.
Yeah, I was telling Mike I had to dig for the paperwork and figure that out. It was paid out to baseline.
Yep.
And then you have copies of the most recent credit card statements for BB&T, Shell, and Valero accounts.
Okay. Questions for Mrs. Sharp? Kathy, there was a refund that I think we were going to get back from C&W. Have we gotten that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And are we getting restitution from anybody that pays their restitution? Without saying any names.
Oh,
we need to.
I think we checked on that a while back. I think it's
4 hours. I think we should talk about that.
That needs to be a closed session.
That's not here. It's the other place.
Okay. I bet it's the same here.
Okay. Any additional questions?
Yep.
Okay. If you need from us tonight a total accounts payable, do you correct?
Yes.
I make that a motion.
Second. Motion and second on the floor to accept the total accounts payable due as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then you need the interim accounts payable?
Yes.
I'll make that into a motion also.
Second.
Motion and second on the floor. Interim accounts payable. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And you need the January 13, 2020 regular meeting minutes, correct?
Yes.
I'll make that a motion too.
Second.
Just like that.
Motion second to accept the January 13, 2020 regular meeting minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else you need from us tonight?
No, sir.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, moving right along, is the police department who's tried to arrest you.
Yes, so
Chief Brooks.
Well, I want to say good job to council tonight. You all did a good job facing the council. The people here, all the remarks they had to say, you listened, did a good job. I think you did a good job explaining yourself, Mr. Holbrook.
Hey, you going to escort me to my car?
Well, that's why I came back, to be honest with you, because I want to make sure everybody's okay.
He made it sound so good, I started to say.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to go with you.
Explain yourself well. Month of January, the police department responded to, we had 1,995 events, issued 43 citations, one DUI, had 14 total offenses, 10 incidents, 8 arrests, 12 total charges, served 5 civil papers, 1 emergency protective, 2 emergency protective orders, 2 preliminary protective orders, and 1 from their protective order of family abuse. All the other stuff there, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Where's the foot patrols?
Foot patrols are going into convenience stores and just different places.
Okay.
Going into all the
stores. Do we need time to get out of the car?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Pretty much any time they're out walking. Going in and out.
Okay. Any questions?
The new SeaTac thing or whatever they've got in Norton, does that benefit us, as in, like, we're not having to do the, is it TDOs or whatever now?
So that this past weekend worked out well for us.
So we just go up there and that saves us some travel and overtime and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You said the magic word, overtime. How are we doing on overtime?
I think we're doing pretty well right now. Thank you, Jim.
He's not going to answer that. I'm sorry to you until my
work. Well, and I was out for a week. You know,
is it improving?
It's up and down. I mean, I'm sure it is.
Are we still having officers on 10-hour shifts?
Yes.
Okay. Is that causing any overtime at all?
If somebody calls in sick, I'm just like you would any other shift.
And do we have 10-hour shifts going into 8-hour shifts with different officers?
Well, I'm on 8-hour shifts.
But you're different.
Right.
And we're talking about just regular officers.
Right.
So do we have 10-hour and 8-hour working the same time?
I think Bree. I think she's on 8-hour shifts, but that's about it.
And she's part, is she still part-time, or is she full-time?
She's full-time.
Did they tell you they met me?
I'm sorry?
Did they tell you that they came knocking on my door one day?
No.
And then I introduced myself to them?
No. Yeah. She served a packet?
No. She was looking for somebody. Who doesn't live in my house?
Let me just touch him back on overtime. And I'm just going to ask the two of you all to work together to try to resolve any overtime issues that we have. And again, you know, this is money that, as you well know, is just extra money out there. And, you know, if we can stop this from happening as much as we can, it saves the town money, which gives us the ability to look at different things that you guys may need in the future. So, okay.
I'll say ultimately, they're a lot better.
But we want extremely better. And we know that you're working on it. So, you know, thank you for doing that. And, you know, just continue working on that. And if you guys would work together, I would appreciate it.
Nick, you know, there's some things that you can't control.
I understand that.
We're trying to fix things we can't control.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. We already had a report from the fire department. Mr. Sturgill is not here for an attorney report. Do you have anything from him? Okay, I do not either. Moving on to new business, we've already covered the Second Amendment Sanctuary earlier tonight.
Is there anybody else that want to talk?
And the January 2020 water report. Any questions on that?
We're fixing every leak that they give us that we can locate. But if you listen to most of them up there, the rate's real high as far as the loss. You have to fix a major leak at one time to get changed according to the figures.
Well, you know, until we actually get a meter on that line, you know, these numbers are just pulling numbers out of there. I mean, you know,
we're just going by what's treated.
Prior to your reporting to us from what, I guess, May, you know, the numbers changed drastically, but I think that's just in reporting. I don't think that we've got any worse issues going on, but you know, again, till we get that meter in there, we don't know.
And I feel like once we fix that water line from there down, it's going to take care of
it. Oh, yeah.
Because some of those lines are 20-something deep.
Yes.
And you're not going to find a wall.
And I guarantee you they're there, too. Okay, any questions on that? Okay, moving right along. Next item on the agenda was Mr. Mooney concerning the, I'll try to find my notes here.
I make a motion we let the Girl Scouts put their geocache at Justin's Park, at the caboose in Ringley Park.
Next motion, second on the floor to allow the Girl Scouts to put their what?
Geocache.
Okay, geocache at the park. Any discussion?
Do you know what it is?
I have no clue what it is.
It's kind of described in this letter.
I'm trying to find my letter.
Kaylee does it. They're all over everywhere in the world.
They take the GPS.
Yeah, and you go by GPS coordinates and you go find it. And in some places you take something and leave something. Other places you open it up and you sign that you found it and put it back.
Okay.
It's just a scavenger hunt kind of process. It's done around the world.
Well, we might as well be part of the world.
I'm telling you.
There's two or three here covered already, I think.
Yeah.
Over at Teddy Deal place, there's one over there.
Kaylee knows. Kaylee's been to about all of them.
Okay.
But I thought it was nice that they asked to put it there instead of just putting it over there.
Any additional questions?
So you never know where it is.
Any additional comments? Okay. We have a motion and second on the floor to allow the Girl Scouts to put the geocache badge or whatever it is into the park. And all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Notify them, I would appreciate it. Okay, moving right along. I've lost my agenda again.
Tobin Fire Department follow-up under old business.
Thank you.
Anybody got anything to say about that?
All I'll say. I ran into Chris the other day. He's on his way to his doctor. And he says that he is working on getting some of the reports together.
Does he have a time frame on how long this might take?
Yes, go over every 2 weeks.
I would like to have it by the time we start working on our audit, on our
budget.
You might tell him that.
Jim, did we talk about, I don't know if we talked about this at the council meeting or just me and you talked about it, as far as contacting the county and how those funds are distributed. So we have discussed that. And you're following up on that? Mm-hmm. Like,
actually, I talked to Mike the other day and he was in the meeting, so I didn't get to talk to him.
Okay.
Because I think we discussed that as a whole.
I thought I did. I may have dreamed it. I don't know.
You weren't. You weren't dreaming.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions concerning this? All right, moving right along. My business part B, delinquent town tax review.
Somebody.
Before we could do our debt set off, DMV stops, liens, that type of thing, Wise County suggested, and we had to do it anyway, write off taxes from 1999 back on real estate and 2014 back on personal property. And I talked with Reba about it also. When she does our audits, somewhere in the audit, she does take that off anyway because we can't collect it.
Okay.
So we did that and it was $55,881.30. And let's see, we sent out the delinquent tax and the letters explaining what the town's intentions were to be as far as putting it in the paper and that type of thing.
with that collecting process. And as of right now, we've collected around $3,500 since we sent out the letters. But again, they're not absolutely due to March 1st.
Right, but it is. It did move some motions that they decided they better come out and start paying the bills.
Yes.
How much more do we have in amount, do you know?
I think it's around $158,000.
Of unpaid taxes.
That's after.
That are current.
That we can collect. Yeah.
Okay.
After that payment, I think we had left $158,800 after we did the write-off, and since that $3,000.
And I think for us not having tried to collect earlier before this, why we're $55,000 that we've just,
because we had taxes still in the system from what, 1990, that we did not collect.
So I think that all town councils should stay on top of that and not let that do that and put those liens out there, and I think it'll stop
it. Our watch is not gonna happen.
That's good. Keep your eyes open.
Okay. And we're going to try to do the same thing with the utility billing as well. We're working on doing the past.
I'm for that too.
Mm-hmm. We're working on that now, Sherry.
What was the utility billing?
Utility billing.
There's a lot of past.
Yeah, old stuff.
Canceling out there.
So Sherry's doing a list on that right now.
Okay.
A lot of civil papers.
That's what they get paid for.
Okay, any additional questions? All right, moving right along. We do not have another reason to go into closed session tonight, but anyone knows that, do
we? We already took care of the PSA.
Very good. Shouldn't have mentioned the name. Last item on the on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Holbrook.
Give thanks to all our employees and to the council members for your hard work. It's great seeing Nancy back tonight, and I hope that she continues to recover and do well and be with us in the future. Thank you all for your hard work. That's all.
Mr. Moon.
I don't have any.
Mrs. Steele.
I thank everybody, as always, for all of their hard work and the water rapids we had here this past week, and I hope that everybody stays dry this coming week. And Mr. Holbrook, I think you did a fantastic job tonight, and my sentiments were very much felt in everything you said, but I went ahead and did whatever I had to do. But anyway, that's all. Thank you all.
Just one reminder to everyone, our next meeting on
23rd?
The 24th.
Oh, I'm at the wrong month.
Yeah, you're in the wrong month. It's going to be the meeting that we did not have in January to go over the budget completely. So if we can have just a round table, square table, whatever, set up down here, remind all departments to be present for that. And we will concentrate on the first 6 months of this fiscal year. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion
second. You guys are going to be closed Monday?
Any discussion?
Did what?
The 17th, you all are closed.
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, we are adjourned.
Thank you.